It's Friday, the 26th of February. 8 a.m. Overcast, grey, but calm, very, very still. Could be a spell of still weather. Yesterday was lovely. Not sunny, but a lovely calm. Quite pleasant day, actually. Yeah. It's neither cold nor mild, it's in betwixt this morning. Yes. I am knackered this morning. Horrible night last night in bed. Horrible night. Oh, Lord. I don't know how many times I tossed and turned and woke up. Oh. I don't know what was wrong with me last night at all. No idea. Absolutely no idea. How can you fathom out why you have good nights and bad nights? I do remember a couple of dreams that I had, which were usual fantasy, wacko. Yeah. I remember one in particular. It's to do with birds. So guess where that came from. Yes. But other than that, it was just, oh my Lord. I was actually lying awake this morning, eyes shut, trying desperately to snatch a wee bit more sleep before the alarm went. But once your brain's attuned to 7 a.m. and you're waiting on that little chime coming from below your pillow, even if it's got 45 minutes to go yet, not that I knew that, I was just going by the amount of daylight coming through the bedroom window. Once you're attuned to that, there's no danger, you know, you're just lying, you're killing time. Strange thing was, my wife said this morning she had a really bad night with her ankle. She has just ageing issues, you know, arthritic ankle. And she rubs Voltrol into it every evening before she goes to bed. And that usually does the trick, but... So she said you had a bad night with that, so I didn't mention my bad night. There's no point trying to steal somebody else's thunder. But maybe she actually had a bad night, not because of your ankle, but because the person lying next to her was having a terrible night and kept bumping into her or annoying or waking her up or who knows. Anyway. I think there's already talk about... No, I don't think. There is already talk from my wife about having a long lie tomorrow morning, but then the weather's supposed to be good, so we still haven't been that one for her birthday, which was way back, a while ago. So we'll see how things go. Swapping hands again. Oh God, that's sore. Anyway. What a morning whinging, no, not really, I'm just relating for the journal, for the, yeah, for wherever. God. Like I'd even listen to myself back, you know. What the hell? Yes. Yeah, I see another clumpy snowdrops that I've forgotten about now that they're beginning to show the wee white heads. So that's good, that's quite a few. One that was won last spring, one flower, has now got three. So it's done its job through the winter, or through autumn and produced another, you know, couple of siblings. So I've quite a few wee clumps now. Some of them, you know, that big one and a medium size and loads of wee ones. But they're all coming along fine. Snowdrops. Raindrops. Yeah, no, we don't want that. Who said that? Who mentioned that word? Yes. Garden's getting a rest from being sodden. It'd actually be a good time to turn over some of the earth, but yes. We'll see. Try not to think too hard about what I've got to do in the garden. Apart from building the shed that I haven't even started yet. There's just so much work to be done. So many new plantings, borders to be dug, new grass seed to be sown, tree to move. God, will I ever move that tree? If I don't move it this year, I'll never get it out. And it's got to be moved before May. In fact, no, it's got to be moved before. Oh God, no, it should be moved. I thought there was snow there. The end of the month. Should have been moved by the end of this month, which isn't that far away now. But it's a leap year, so I've got an extra day to move it. But it'll never happen. I know it'll never happen. It's too much work for me to move it. Instantly transported to Whitby Bay by the sea. I can smell fish and chips now. So peaceful this morning. Peaceful. Thrush is back and just flew off as I spoke. A fleeting audible glimpse of its song. Landed in the top of a landy tree and then flew off after a few chords. Oh man, something must have scared it. It wasn't me, I never moved. Gosh, go ahead now.